Hi friends, welcome to my podcast. Today's topic is much different than what I usually do because this is the third episode of my podcast. Today I want to reflect upon the different things that we all face in our lives. Well, to take a very small topic, let's discuss about emotions. What are emotions and how does emotions drive us to do the things that we do every day? Well, what I believe about emotions is that a person can be well recognized or well judged by the kind of emotions he portrays when he is faced upon by different challenges. For example, let me give you a story. There are two people who are walking on the road, and both of them have different backgrounds. One belongs to a very rich family, while the other person belongs to a very poor family. Suddenly, when they are passing through the road, there is one cow passing by. So when the rich person looks at the cow, he immediately shrugs it off, saying that, "Oof, what is this nonsense? Why are there animals on the road?" And he was just shrugging it off because he was not feeling so good. On the other hand, the person who was poor was filled with benevolent love towards the cow. Because throughout his childhood, he had seen cows around him. He even fed them. He played with them. And, you know, he was always surrounded by them. His village, everywhere. So he had grown that mutual love for this animal. So while he was looking at the cow, he just smiled and said, "Oh, see, there's this cow going." And he was just laughing. So, what do we learn from this? What do we understand from this? Basically, whenever you face a situation, the way you react to it will actually define what kind of attitude you have towards the problem. An attitude and emotions are just the reflection of your personality towards a problem. Now, what I have observed within the years of my life is that people tend to forget that when they are portraying the emotions, they are being captured by the other person on the other end in a very different way. Just like the cow was taken in two different ways, same goes with other people. You might sometimes face a situation wherein you might not even want to hurt the other person's sentiments, but still you do. Even though you don't want to do it, the other person gets offended for no reason. You keep on asking yourself, "Was there something I could have done better? Was there something I could have avoided to, you know, avoid this sense of conflict, to avoid the sense of guilt that you are currently facing?" Because you, on the other hand, think that it was your fault. But just like I gave you the example of a cow, it is not always dependent on the emotions of the other person. Just like you take it on a face value, you never know what the other person intended, or it's a vice versa thing. So the basic conclusion of this is that it is always good to be sure if you should know what is happening. Don't assume things on face value. If you're really assuming something, it's always better to go to the depth and then understand what led to that emotion. Like, I have come across people saying that I feel sad for no reason, but that's very absurd, right? Feeling low and feeling sad are two different things. Let me give you an example. When I say I'm feeling low, it can be because I'm not well. So when you're not well, you don't have energy. Your body is not functioning well. So maybe at that point of time, you're feeling low, but that is not emotion. That is not emotionally low. It's more like physically you're incapable of, you know, being your utmost. Then there is mental low. But then that thing has to have to depend on some kind of emotion, which again progresses to sadness and other things. Life at any cost will always throw situations at you. Some situations will be so complex you might not even understand how you need to face them. But the only thing, at least what I believe, the only thing, the tiny thread which you need to hold at that point of time are your own emotions. Because if the slightest point of time you lose grab of your own self, that is your own feelings, maybe that's the time the actual downfall begins. It's not the thing that kills, it's the thought. So before you solve a problem, before you do something, ask yourself, are you actually assuming things beforehand? For example, if you're trying to solve a problem and you make up your mind, somewhere you start thinking that this problem is very difficult to solve, even the best of the people couldn't solve it, how will I solve it? So you're already filled with an emotion, right? But the reality of the problem is to solve that problem, right? So you need to solve it first and then ask yourself, were you able to do it? So with this podcast, I just wanted to bring out this small thing about emotions and how attitudes toward a problem and how the emotions portrayed by a person, you know, acts differently in different scenarios. I hope you have liked my podcast, and if you think there is some value to it, I would really like if you can go ahead and like this podcast so that I feel encouraged to make these kind of podcasts in the future. Thank you guys, and take care.